Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New York's number one sports radio, 101.9 FM.
The Fan!
And Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
Alrighty, folks, 2:20 here on this Saturday afternoon. It's JJ John Jastrzemski live from the Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium. And our next guest knows a thing or two about managing a winning baseball team. And I got to admit, I've loved this guy on the YES Network. He's been a rock star over there. And, of course, YES has the extensive pre- and post-game coverage in conjunction with every Yankees postseason game this fall for Game 2 today at the stadium. It's David Cohn, Michael K., Meredith out in the Bronx. And then you have Bob Lorenz, John Flaherty, Jack Curry, and our next guest, Buck Showalter. They will be in the studio. Pre-game starts today at 4. The longtime manager, Yankees, D-backs, Rangers, Orioles, the great Buck Showalter. Buck, John Jastrzemski, how you doing, my friend?
John, how's life?
Buck, all is good, man. I mean, listen, first of all, you're a rock star over there at TV, my friend. I love you. You're bringing the knowledge. You're bringing the passion. So first year out, not managing in a while. How's life treating you?
Good, good. You know, it's a great game. It can survive with you or without you, and there are people capable of doing quality jobs, and it's just it's fun. It's pretty easy covering the Yankees. They're pretty good, huh?
Now, you ain't kidding. And, you know, for a guy who grew up in the Yankee organization, does it feel like it comes full circle for you now working at YES, now doing these games before and after with the post games and whatnot? Like, how being a part of the Yankee organization feels for you, Buck?
Well, you know, I always think that circle's still open, but, you know, through the years, watching different networks and different people come in my office through the years, the YES Network was always a cut above. One, because I had a relationship with a lot of the people there, but, you know, to see the passion they bring about covering the Yankees, right, it makes it easy to be a fan. But, you know, we'll see where life takes us. You know, this is brings back a lot of memories. I get to see a lot of people that I've had long relationships with, and try to bring a perspective that, you know, fans might want to hear now and then.
Buck, you managed in 1995 in the postseason. You managed in 2016 in the postseason. The game has changed quite a bit. Look at the way Aaron Boone managed that game last night, using all the different relievers. What, in your position, has been the biggest difference managing a postseason game, going back to when Yankee Stadium was rocking with Donnie in 1995, and then when you were managing that wild card game against the Toronto Blue Jays? What's the biggest difference?
Well, it's changed and it's not changed. You know, one, not many people have the arms that Aaron has down in the bullpen. I think a lot of people would do it the same way. And you got to keep in mind, this is a club that doesn't have Germán or Betances. It could be even more of a. So, you know, there's a lot of options to go to there. And some people say the best club, the third-place club in American League East might be the Scranton team in AAA. They've done a great job with their minor league system and their what-ifs. And I just think that there's a certain culture that you can bring players into. They've created a great amount of responsibility, so to speak, to be a player with the Yankees, and they can bring people in, and the peer pressure is great. And a lot of people want to fit into that. They're able to identify winning players, and I think Cash has done a great job of saying, all right, this guy will work here, this guy won't. And they put a lot of people together that really want to win, and it's been fun to watch. But the game, as far as changes and stuff, you know, you still got to do the same things to be successful. But, you know, people down on the field are very receptive to things, new things that might help you win games. Okay, and sometimes you wish people in the front office be as receptive to some wisdom and experience. And that's what the Yankees have done well. They've blended all parts of player evaluation that lets you make good decisions.
We have the great Buck Showalter. He's joining us right here on The Fan. And, Buck, you know, I look around baseball. There are so many bad bullpens. You even look in the postseason right now. A lot of these managers, you know, they're rolling the dice anytime they go to one of these relievers. And I look at what Aaron Boone has at his disposal. Do you look at that Yankee bullpen as, like, the biggest X factor for them, considering they have these great arms, Ottavino, Canley, Britton, Chapman, you name it? The other teams don't. Like, do you look at that bullpen as, like, the X factor if the Yankees going to win a championship this year?
Well, especially with the off days. You know, if I was commissioner for a day, I'd have the playoffs be back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back with no off days. So you got to use your fourth starter. You got to use the things that allowed you to win 100 games. I mean, Minnesota didn't show what allowed them to win 100 games, but they're the real – believe me, they're a lot better than what they showed last night. And I think that the totality of their team, and they're just so well-rounded. They've got so many versatile pieces in the infield. And when GMs, the greatest thing they can do for a club is attack the what-ifs. Now, you got these certain – you know, everybody's got a 3-4-0 hitter, but what happens if this guy gets hurt? Where am I going? You know, what is my next line of defense? Because the game doesn't stop, and that's what's different about our sports. You play 162 games. Let's face it, you're not analyzing who the Patriots put on their playoff roster. The Yankees, you're analyzing, the Twins are analyzing what 25 they're going to go with because it's so precious who you put around you.
Buck, you managed against this guy. And to me, he had the biggest at bat in the game yesterday, Edwin Encarnacion. Yankees down 2-0, the two solo homers, they don't score in the first inning. What a challenge it must be, right? Like, when you're trying to game plan, you see that bat in the middle of the order. Obviously, the Yankees have Judge, they have LeMayu, they have Torres. But, man, to get a guy like Encarnacion back, I think he's going to be instrumental for them. And it's amazing, Buck. I took so many calls from Yankee fans back in the summer when they made that trade saying, where exactly does he fit? How is he going to be a part of that lineup? He's going to fit in any lineup, Buck, you know?
Well, the difference with what the Yankees do is you want to grind pitchers. Most lineups, there's places where – I don't want to say pitchers can coast, but they don't have to torque their best breaking ball. They don't have to be perfect. And they're able to kind of, but the Yankees keep throwing guys at you. They grind you off. Their guys hitting eighth and ninth are hitting first and second for most clubs. If you want to know what type of club you got, look at the 7th, 8th, and ninth hole hitters for your team compared to 7th, 8th, 9th hole hitters for the other team. Look at your 4th and 5th starter. Look at your 5th, 6th, and 7th inning relievers. And that's where the Yankees beat up on you is they're so-called second-tier guys just wear you out. They're bottom of the order. You keep looking for a breathing spot, and there's not one there. I mean, Jim Stanton is hitting fifth. He's not hitting fifth from any clubs. Torres hitting sixth. Come on, man. He's hitting three for everybody.
And how about Gary Sanchez hitting seventh? I mean, you ain't kidding, Buck. That lineup relentless across the board. And
more importantly now, let's talk about Syracuse. How are they going to do today?
Oh, I like it. Buck with a Syracuse reference that right there. I'm proud of you there, Buck, doing your homework a little bit.
Well, we got to get the basketball straight now. They got to get back in the final Sweet 16 at least.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. Listen, Buck, you know this. And Jimmy Boeheim, we trust. And for the first time in a long time, Syracuse is going to have some shooting. So that's a sight for sore eyes. I'm very proud of you there with the Syracuse my friend.
They got to figure out how to send their goal every once in a while.
Yeah, and listen, Jimmy ain't coming out of it. I know there are rumors that all of a sudden now they might be going to man-man. You know this, Buck. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, doing what he's been doing for the last, 40 years.
Let's put it this way. He's not the problem.
I can guarantee you that. All right, let's get to Britton because you manage Zach Britton. He was at his very best, what, in 2016, when I can make the argument he should have won the Cy Young. You're watching him now. Do you get the sense Zach Britton is back to the point he was at when he was closing games for you in Baltimore?
The thing I love is he's fearless with the breaking ball now. I know hitters, he can pitch. He pitched for us just with a sinker. If he got bored, now I think he's actually more of a complete pitcher. And he knows who he is. You know, understand, John, this guy probably had one of, if not the best years for a reliever, really two of them in the history of the game. You can put his numbers up there with Mariano. I mean, there was not a better closer in Baltimore than Zach Britton. And, you know, he's kind of, is he the same guy? He can go back and get it, but I think he understands who he is and what hitters are trying to do against him. I think when Aaron just said, heck, you're pitching the eighth inning, that's what the Yankees have. They don't have to mix and match. They've got guys that can pitch a complete inning. When they go to the rules next year where guys have to face three hitters, the Yankees aren't going to have to make any adjustments. So Zach, you know, he presents the same challenges for right and left-handed hitters, but he keeps the ball in the ballpark and he holds runners. That's a big deal.
You know, Buck, I think back to 1995. One of my first memories as a Yankee fan, that old stadium, you managing the team, Donnie playing in his first postseason game. When you think back of all your years in baseball, and you've been in baseball a long time, you've experienced some great things throughout your career. Where does that experience, game 195, game 295, against the Seattle Mariners rank?
I wish, you know, one of the great things about that is, if you remember right, there was a strike that had happened the year before, and there were a lot of fans that were really mad at baseball. And I had more people say, that kind of got me back into liking baseball again. It was painful, Game 5, but heck, if I'd known then what I know now, I remember Stick and I took a lot of grief for taking Mariano and a guy named Posada on the postseason roster. If I'd known then, of course, he pitched a lot of innings for us in that playoff, but you know, to watch Donnie get the reception that a guy like him should get, and his back was killing him. He told me he was going to go for it, whether he blew his back out or not. He did. For the last 3 weeks of that season, look at his numbers. And we hit the home run there. I tell people, you had to do all your communication up the runway because you could actually not talk to the person next to you. And I actually felt like the dugout was going to cave in. I'd never seen that old dugout shake like that. And I remember that Donnie kind of looked at me before it started, and he goes, "Really? This is pretty cool." I said, "We need to do this again." That was the last game he ever played as a Yankee.
No, of course. And breaks your heart losing that series to the Mariners. I remember a 7-year-old kid, Buck, hysterically crying as Ken Griffey Jr. Slid into home plate. That would be me.
That's all right. I remember a 38, 39-year-old guy crying, too.
Hey, there you go. So that makes me feel a little bit better. And, Buck, look, you as manager experienced 95. You experienced winning in Baltimore. What ate at you more? And listen, you have a career like yours, you're going to have great success. But was it that 95 loss, or is it the loss in 16 when you're in the wild card game, Zach Britton staying in the bullpen? Like, when you think back, say, man, if I could have done this differently, what maybe keeps you up at night a little bit more, my friend?
You know, I don't live in that world. You know, it's been a great honor to be in the game that long, and you realize there's a lot of decisions that go into a game that nobody talks about if they work out. We're in such a result-oriented society, and rightfully so in sports, that sometimes, you know, you got to be careful about telling truths that hurt innocent people. So there's a lot of things as a manager you just wear, and you'd like to say something that might cover your butt, but you know that's not ethical, and it's not what you're hired to do, so you wear it. You know, there's a lot of things that Aaron, along the course of the year, can't explain fully because it's just not fair to the person that you're trying to protect because they got a pure heart about it. But, you know, those type of things, I choose not to live in that world and realize that, you know, you're on a stage and you're doing something very important to a lot of people. So you're going to be constantly critiqued. And if you don't like that job description, you need to go somewhere else.
The great Buck Showalter, he joins us here on WFAN as we lead you up to Yankee pregame, Game 2, the Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. And, Buck, being around those teams in 94, 95, you see any similarities to what the Yankees are working with right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a certain, I don't know, sincerity for the competition, understanding the job description, understanding the people that went before you. And I think Paul O'Neill talks about it a lot. I'm so, you know, if Donnie hadn't come along in Paul O'Neill's career, he'd still been a great player. But Donnie, a lot of guys, we had a lot of people that Gene Michael chose to look at that sixth tool. And that's where you see a lot of mistakes being made today. And Brian and those guys are not making, they're looking at that sixth tool. They're making that call to the guidance counselor. They're making that call to the manager that he had down in Double A the year before they make these moves. So, you know, I think that's the key, is that I think people understand there's more than just showing up and trying to put stats up. There's things you have to do in order to be a part of a winner, and you got to make that commitment. And the peer pressure, I think, with the Yankees is really good peer pressure. And a lot of it starts with a guy like Aaron Judge, who's an all-around player. He wants to play on both sides of the ball.
Buck, I got to ask you this, otherwise I wouldn't be doing my job. And listen, for selfish reasons,
no,
I hope...
No, you don't. No,
yeah,
you don't.
I do, because the audience be mad at me, Buck. Listen, I hope you stay at Yes for the next 20 years. I really do, because I enjoy your insight. I think you're a rock star. I hope you stay with the Yankee family. That said, you're a great big league manager. You've won every stop along the way. Is that something you want to do again?
You know, first of all, it's my pet peeve when I hear managers or ex-managers talking about jobs that people currently have. I think it's unethical, and, you know, it's an honor to even have your name mentioned for any of these jobs. It's a very precious society, and I want what's best for baseball. And, you know, there are 14 teams finished under 500 with some of the approaches that they're taking in today's games. So every situation has its pluses and minuses. I'm just honored to have my name mentioned, and we'll see where life takes me, but I'm okay with it either way. But you know, I'm pulling for the game of baseball. I want things to be good, and I want fans to continue to trust our game. How's that?
That works for me, Buck. Final one before we get you out of here. That works for me. You gave us a good answer there. I'm proud of you. Very proud of you. Before we get you out of here, one last note. Yankees, going to win a World Series this year. If there's going to be a parade down the Canyon of Heroes, is there one individual X factor you're looking at? An Encarnacion, a Stanton, a bullpen? What would that be?
I just think they've got it. They got to stay in a moment. You know, it's so easy. You know, people, things you're constantly... Stay in the moment. Stay in tonight's game, tonight's pitch. You know, you can get too far. Let's face it. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but, you know, they're one loss away from maybe never playing a game at Yankee Stadium again. Minnesota's going to be really hard to beat 1-1 back at their place, so it's always something. But, guys, here's what's different about these guys playing right now. They don't want to be spectators. They want to participate. We got, you know, we're in a society that wants to watch everything, and thank goodness we do, but these guys in their life want to participate. They want to be on the firing line. They want to be on that stage with that microscope. And if they stay in the moment, they're going to be fine. And that's what Aaron's good at. They're not going to get ahead of themselves. I think they got the right amount of hunger and the right amount of reality of how hard this is.
The great Buck Showalter. Buck, appreciate a couple of minutes. Keep up the good work, my friend. And hopefully we'll chat again soon if Syracuse can figure out how to put the ball in the ocean.
How can a New York guy have a name that close to Yastrzemski?
Hey, I don't know. I mean, I always say Carl's a distant cousin, even though, you know, at first it was like the embarrassing element of being related maybe to a Red Sox. But if I could hit like Yaz, you know, Buck, I'd be in good shape. But instead, I'm talking to you. Appreciate it, brother, all right?
But you wouldn't play for the Red Sox. God bless you. Take care.
I appreciate it, Buck. Good stuff there. The great Buck Showalter. Very impressed with that Syracuse reference, by the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.